Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for joining the call today and giving us all your association. Today, Prabhuji is going to say the topic on Gaur Leela. Prabhuji, I'm just handovering the call to you. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकये चक्षुर उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं आददानस्त्रणं दन्तैर इदं याचे पुनः पुनः श्रीमद् रूप पदां भोजौ धूलिस्यां जन्म जन्मनि प्रियस्वरूपे दयितस्वरूपे प्रेमस्वरूपे सहजाभिरूपे निजानुरूपे प्रभुरेकरूपे ततानुरूपे स्वविलासरूपे वैराग्ययुग्भक्तिरसं प्रयत्नैरपाययन्मामनभीप्सुबन्धं कृपाम्बुधीय परदुःखदुःखी सनातनं तं प्रभुमाश्रयामि हे राधे व्रजदेविके च ललिते हे नन्दसूनः कुतः श्रीगोवर्धनकल्पपादपतले कालिन्दीवने कुतः गोषन्तादिति सर्वतो व्रजपुरे केदैर्महाविह्वलौ वन्दे रूपसनातनरघुयुगौ श्रीजीवगोपालकौ आनंदलीलामय विग्रहाय हेमावदिव्य छवि सुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रस प्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य कृष्ण चैतन्य गौरांग द्विजनायक यतिनाम दंडिनाम चैव न्यासिनाम च शिरोमणि रक्तांबरधर श्रीमान नवद्वीप सुधाकर प्रेम भक्ति प्रदच्चैव श्री सच्चिनंदनस्तथा द्वादश एतानि नामानि त्रिसंध्यां यः पठेत् नरः तस्य वाञ्छा सुसिद्धि स्याद् भक्तिश्रीलपदाम्भुजे नित्यानन्दम् अहं नौमि सर्वानन्दकरं परं हरिनामप्रदं देवमवधूतशिरोमणिम् आजानुलम्बितभुजौ कनकावदातौ सङ्कीर्तनैकपितरौ कमलायताक्षौ विश्वाम्बरौ द्विजवरौ युगधर्मपालौ वन्दे जगत्प्रियकरौ करुणावतारौ नमस्ते गिरिराजाय श्री गोवर्धन नामिने अशेष क्लेश नाशाय परमानंद दायिने हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण बिफोर आई बिगिन आई वॉन्ट टू ऑफर माई ओबेसेंसेस हंड्रेड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ टाइम्स एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस ए सी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद बाय हूज कॉजलेस मर्सी एंड डिलिजेंट एंडेवर The mercy of Sri Sachinandan Gaurahari, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the form of the worldwide propagation of his names, forms, qualities, pastimes, abode, and paraphernalia, has been spread far and wide in this dark age of Kali. Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan with his dream, with his desire to fulfill the goal of his Guru Pada Padma, Sri Sripad Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name should go far and wide in every city of this world. And Srila Prabhupada actually fulfilled it. He fulfilled the lifelong cherished desire of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, lifelong cherished desire of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada is the order carrier of our Gaudiya Parampara, the torchlight in the age of Kali, and the Murasenapati Bhakta, the commander-in-chief of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who did something that was inconceivable. He picked up the polar bear from the ice-cold region and planted him in the desert. And generations after generations of polar bear were dancing in the desert. Cultural differences, differences in dressing, differences in language, differences in lifestyle. But nothing affected. What affected the world was an explosion of happiness, the Hare Krishna explosion. So on the day of Gaur Purnima, before bowing down to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I want to offer my head at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, who actually brought in life, who brought in meaning to life, who brought in significance to Janmashtami and Radhashtami and Gaur Purnima and Ekadashi, who brought in significance to worshipping Tulsi, who brought in significance to reading Shastra, who brought in significance to wearing neck beads and tilak and dhoti and sari, who brought in significance to waking up early and chanting japa on Tulsi beads, who brought in significance to chanting on the streets, the loud, thunderous congregational chanting of Krishna's names. To that His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, I offer my life here this morning of Gaur Purnima 2020. Up next, I bow down at the lotus feet of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who chanted 1 billion holy names in less than 10 years to fulfill this dream of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to spread the glories of Gaur Purnima far and wide, everywhere in this world. The fact that we are connecting through the most prominent national call in North America today, through the Bhakti Sangha conference call today, and celebrating Gaur Purnima, joining from different cities in the Western world. This wouldn't have been possible if not for the very severe, heart-wrenching, soul-stirring japa of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and finishing his Naam Japa Vrata, chanting 1 billion names in less than 10 years, chanting more than 3 lakh holy names every day, close to 200 rounds every day. And this wouldn't have been possible if Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj wouldn't have given shelter to our Bimal Prasad. And that wouldn't have been possible if Bhaktivinoda Thakur wouldn't have given siksha to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. And that wouldn't have been possible if Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj hadn't discovered the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, on the day of Gaur Purnima, I individually bow down and offer my millions and millions of prostrated obeisances at the lotus feet of all the wonderful torch bearers in the Gaudiya Parampara, who selflessly lived all their life, 60, 70, 80, and Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, 140 years, just breathing this moment, this cherished desire that on the day of Gaur Purnima, oh when will the whole world rejoice, coming together to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden incarnation of Kali Yuga. It is possible today only because of lifetimes, so many lives, so many generations of acharyas, one after another, coming down in this material world with that one pointed desire to spread the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I bow down at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath, Rupa and Sanatan, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Jiva Goswami, all the wonderful six Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami. If not for these six Goswamis, what is the meaning to our life that we are leading today? There would be no Upadesha Amrita. Our Bhakti Shastri starts with nectar of instruction, nectar of devotion. These two Shastras wouldn't have been there if not for Rupa Goswami. Who would have told us through the Chaitanya Ashtakams the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? If not for Sanatan Goswami, how would we have Brihad Bhagavatamrita and the commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam? Rupa Goswami has given Vidagdha Madhav Natak, Lalit Madhav Natak. He's given us Ujjwala Neelamani. He's given us Dankeli Komudi. He's given us Tavamala prayers. So much Rupa Goswami has given that Narottam Das Thakur says, just the lotus foot dust of Rupa Goswami is the ornament on my head, is the abhushana on my head. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sahi Mora Sampada, Sahi Mora Bhajana Pujana. If not for Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, what would we have today? Sanatan Goswami gave us the Hari Bhakti Vilas. If not for Raghunath Das Goswami crying 50 years on the banks of Radhakund, how would we have got the prayers for Radharani? Who would have realized Radhakund? Who would have understood the glories of Radhakund? Who would have given the Radhakunda Ashtakam and the Shyamakunda Ashtakam? Who would have given us the Mukta Charita and the Dan Keli Chintamani and the prayers of Stavavali? And so many wonderful, wonderful realizations. If not for Raghunath Das Goswami sitting in Radhakund and speaking Gaur Leela Katha, we wouldn't have got Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who has given us the Chaitanya Charitamrita that we have today. If not for these six Goswamis, we have a disconnect with Chachinandan Gaurahari. Although we are just 500 years apart from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent, we wouldn't have understood, we wouldn't have even accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of lack of faith. But if not for these acharyas, and then all the other acharyas like Vishwanath Chakravarti, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, Rasikananda Prabhu, Srinivas Acharya, if not for all these acharyas, taking the books of Rupa and Raghunath all over the place and distributing, being stolen by Maharaj Virambir, and still fighting in a very humble, honest way and getting all of the books back, writing multiple copies and distributing. If not for Narottam, Shyamananda and Srinivas Acharya, what would we have today? If not for Vishwanath Chakravarti, where are the commentaries? Where is Sarasvati Darshini Tika? Where is Ujjwala Neelamani Kiran? Where is Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu Bindu? We have nothing today if not for our acharyas. So therefore it is said, we were always part and parcel of Krishna, but material nature still covers us. From time immemorial we belong to Krishna, but we still went through pig bodies and donkey bodies and monkey bodies and pigeon bodies and ant bodies. We still were part and parcel of Krishna, but Paramatma didn't come out and help. But greater than Krishna are the servants of Krishna, because we eternally belong to Krishna, but we are still conditioned. But one pure servant of Krishna in the form of Gurudev appears in our life at end of material existence. He turns our face towards Krishna, never to take birth again in this material world. So it is true that Krishna is described in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Natat samascha adhikascha drishyate. No one equal or greater to him. We accept this. But in our heart, we humbly bow down to disagree. Because if there is someone greater than Krishna, then that is his pure representatives who come in this world to spread his glories in a very merciful, compassionate way. Haridas Thakur was whipped. For what? What sin of his? What did he do wrong to be whipped in 22 marketplaces? But only to teach all of us the spirit of tolerance. I get agitated at smaller things. So I don't find something dear to me. I find one sock, out of the pair of socks. I just find one and I don't find the other and I get agitated. But here is Haridas Thakur chanting 300,000 names every day and gets whipped in 22 marketplaces, more than 100 whips a day. And he's tolerating. And he's praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please don't send the Sudarshan Chakra. Please save them, my Lord. Please save them. If not for these acharyas, what would we have done? I bow down at the lotus feet of Shachinandan Gaurahari for picking Mother Earth to appear on, to pick Bharat Varsha to appear in. He appeared for us. Imagine if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have appeared 2 million years ago. His appearance would still have been a disconnect. But it's just 500 years ago. We still go to the dham. All the places are still as it is. We have the Navadvip, Gaur Mandal Parikrama. We have the Gaura Bhakta Jan. We have the Sadguru in the line of Shachinandan Gaurahari. Gauri Vaishnavas. We have the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have the Chaitanya Chandramrita. Chaitanya Bhagava, Chaitanya Mangala, all the authorized, bona fide commentaries and the biographies in the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with Chaitanya Charitamrita being the crown on the top. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has very lovingly picked our land, our earth, to appear. Bhuvi, it is described. He appeared on earth. We are so fortunate that he came to fulfill his inner desire. But, when someone is very happy, he ends up doing more good to others during that time because he's really happy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so happy in fulfilling his inner desires that he expressed his inner happiness by connecting with everyone and giving us the opportunity to develop love of Godhead in one lifetime. I bow down to the Panchatattva who appeared with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. those who appeared before him, those who appeared with him, those who appeared after him. Everyone is glorious, playing their part in the Sandini Pravesh of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Prakat Leela, the manifest potency. And ultimately, I bow down to Shri Shri Radha and Shri Krishna, who have very mercifully come together in Milita Tanu, in one form, together as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Last but not the least, I bow down to our spiritual masters, who are our first connect to Prabhupada and our parampara. All of our spiritual masters are glorious. They are our connect to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So actually, Gaura Tattva and Gaura Purnima makes very little sense to a conditioned soul, if not for Guru Purnima or Guru Tattva. So we bow down at the lotus feet of our Guru there before we begin. And last but not the least, I want to offer my obeisances and take the foot dust of all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Please offer your heartfelt prayers, blessings and best wishes so that today on the morning of Gaura Purnima, may the right words come in the right spirit at the right time in the glorification of Shachinandan Gaura Hari, the dear son of Shachi Mata, the life heir of Nityananda Prabhu, the soul and the heart of Gadadhar Prabhu, the life heir of the Vaishnav community. I bow down to all the wonderful Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Please offer your blessings so that I am able to serve all of you properly this morning. Vancha kalpatu rupyasch kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo. So this morning, we will try our bit to study a very, very beautiful verse. This comes from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Adi Leela, Chapter 1, Text 5. This is the very famous verse of the Adi Leela. There are actually a few very prominent verses in this chapter, introducing the Panchatattva, very specifically Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first, and then Nityananda Prabhu, and then Advaita Acharya, etc. But in the context of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are five prominent verses, which is 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, of which there are three prominent ones, 4, 5, and 6, of which this is the central verse, describing the identity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I humbly request all the devotees, if you can kindly pull up this verse in your Chaitanya Charitamrita copy so that we can discuss this morning. Again, to repeat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 1, Text 5. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladhini Shaktirasmat Ekatmanav Api Bhuvipura Deha Bhedam Gatautau Chaitanyakhyam Prakatam Adhuna Tadvayam Chaityamaptam Radha Bhavad Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shaktirasmat Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvipura Deha Bhedam Gatautau Chaitanyakhyam Prakata Madhuna Tadvayam Chaikyamaptam Radha Bhavad Yuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Very, very beautiful verse. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Sri Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. So our very dear Swarup Damodar Goswami, who is very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the incarnation of Lalita Sakhi, as Ramananda Rai is described to be Vishakha Sakhi. Radha and Krishna coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, and Lalita Vishakha coming down as Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda. So Swarup Damodar Goswami was one of the most learned scholars in the army of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But however, not many knew this, because he would not speak much to anyone. He would not speak. He would interact mostly with Raghunath Das Goswami in Jagannath Puri. And he had few interactions with Rupa Goswami. But most of the time he would be very silent, unless Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would ask him to intervene and check the compositions of different poets and different devotees who would come and present. Only then he would intervene and go through their compositions, screen it before it is sung before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Kaviraj Goswami says, if there was Siddhanta Virodh, if there was a poetry which was Siddhanta Virodh, which was against Siddhanta, then Prabhu kare krodh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would become very angry. So Swarup Damodar Goswami was the head of the screening process for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he was so humble. He was not very prominent. He was prominent as far as his purity and his position is concerned. But as far as his scholarship is concerned, he would always be quiet. He would not speak. Also, it is described that Maunam Sarvartha Sadhanam, Maunam Vidvana Bhushanam, that true silence silence is the true ornament of a Vidwan, of a scholar, or of a learned person. When one speaks, one should speak about Krishna, but otherwise one should try to be as silent as possible. Of course, I am not following this principle. I am a very loud chatterbox. But I am saying this so that I can learn, and I remind myself that it is very important to value silence. Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj says, silence is golden. This is a well-known saying. But Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj says, silence is golden. Why? Because true silence means to speak only about the golden avatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Swarup Damodar Goswami, who was so scholarly, he would personally be by the side of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and observe the pastimes and the activities of Chaitanya. And he would write down in his kadichas, in his notebook. And very specifically, when it came to the identity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar Goswami in his kadicha, in his notebook, composed a very beautiful verse glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his identity so that everyone understands. And that verse is this verse. This Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Rasmad verse, composed in the very beautiful Mandakranta Chanda, was composed by Swarup Damodar Goswami and written down in his notebook. And this is what he gave in the throat of Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami lived 16 years with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, serving Shachinandan Gaura Hari and Swarup Damodar Goswami very humbly and closely. As we know, according to the Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, this hierarchy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being assisted by Swarup Damodar Goswami, who in turn being assisted by Raghunath Das Goswami, aligns very wonderfully to Krishna Leela, where Radha and Krishna are being served by Lalita Sakhi, and Lalita Sakhi is being served by Rati Manjari. So Krishna Leela comes down on earth as Gaura Leela, Prakat Leela, and the same hierarchy is being followed. So Raghunath Das Goswami in his Manjari Swarup as a maidservant of Radharani is serving Lalita Sakhi. Just like Rupa Goswami also as Rupa Manjari is serving Lalita Sakhi. So Raghunath Das Goswami is serving Swarup Damodar Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Vipralamba Kshetra of Jagannath Puri. Guru Damodar Goswami composed this verse and placed it in the lotus throat of Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami, in turn, spoke profusely 3 hours every evening at Radhakund, Gaura Leela Katha. After Gauranga Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world, Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to jump into the Yamuna. He wanted to climb on top and jump from the hill at Govardhan and kill himself. But our very merciful Sanatan Goswami protected the life of Raghunath Das Goswami by saying, true love for Shachinandan Gaura Hari means to serve in separation. As Prabhupada said, you can show your love to me by mutually cooperating amongst yourself. Very specifically now, in Prabhupada's absence, we can see how we show, how we cooperate with each other. Shows our actual love for Prabhupada. So similarly, Swarup Damodar, our Sanatan Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami mutually served each other and served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collectively by cooperating with each other. And in that attempt, Raghunath Das Goswami spoke in Radhakund. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given Raghunath Das Goswami a Govardhan Shila and a Gunjamala. Now if you see, the Gunjamala represents Radharani. Because the Gunjamala has 3 colors. The Gunjamala has a yellow color, and the Gunjamala has, as far as the beads are concerned, in the Gunjamala, the Gunjaberry, you can see the beads that are forming the garland have 3 colors. One is yellow, one is red, and the other one is black. So this represents the mood of Radharani when she is in separation from Krishna. She is desperately hankering for Krishna because the yellow color represents Radharani's golden face. And the red color represents her red lips. And the black on that red, the Gunjaberry is very interesting because it has black color on the red bead. So that black color represents the kajal from the eyes on the red lips. So Radharani, when she is hearing the flute sound of Krishna in the middle of the night, then her golden face, which is yellow bead, has the red color of her lips, which has the black color of the mascara of her eyes. So she's completely, transcendently disoriented. The color of the lips are going on the eyes, and the color of the eyes, the kajal of the eyes are going on the lips. So in this way, Radharani is Nidhuvana Nagari Mohita Manasa Vigadita Gadgada Bhasham Sakhe Kalaya Gaura Mudaram. Radha Mohan Das, a very great Acharya in the Gaudiya Parampara, is saying, Nidhuvana Nagari, that Radharani who moves in the forests of Vrindavan, Nidhuvana Nagari Mohita Manasa, when her heart and mind is completely stolen by the flute sound of Krishna, then Vigadita Gadgada Bhasham, then she is having horripilations and she's speaking words which are not making any order, any external sense. They're all bursts of her transcendental ecstasy in separation from Krishna. So anyway, the Gunja represents Radharani and the Govardhan Shila represents Krishna. Prabhu kahe ei Shila Krishna Raswarup. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami while giving the Shila, that this is Krishna Kaleva. This is none different from Krishna. So Rupa and Sanatan, they saw. And they said, oh, Gauranga Mahaprabhu has given you, oh Raghunath, Gauranga Mahaprabhu has given you Govardhan, which is Krishna. And has given Govardhan, has given Gunja, which is Radharani. And this has 2 meanings. One meaning is, he has given you Govardhan Shila, which means you must live in the Govardhan area. And very specifically, Gunjamala, which means where Radharani is prominent. That is Radhakund. Because Radhakund and Shamkund are considered to be the 2 love-filled eyes, tear-filled eyes. The ponds represent the tear-filled eyes of Govardhan, Radhakund and Shamkund. So the Govardhan Shila represents Govardhan, and the Gunjamala represents Radhakund. So you must live in Radhakund. Another meaning is Govardhan represents Krishna, and the Gunjamala represents Radharani. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given them together to you, which means you must live in the place where Radha and Krishna come together in happiness. That is Radhakund. Vaikuntho Janita Vara Madhupuri Tatrapi Rasotsavat. This is Radhakund. Radhakunda Tata Kunja Kutira. Govardhana Parvata Jamuna Tira, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Raghunath Das Goswami stayed there and he chanted Gaura Leela. 16 years of his personal association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he chanted in the form of Harikatha, Gaura Leela Katha, 3 hours to 4 hours every evening. And our Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was one of the oldest participants, members in the assembly who were listening to this Harikatha. And the notes of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami out of his Harikatha is the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So how we find this verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita? It is because Swarup Damodar Goswami composed and he gave it to Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami chanted in the form of his Harikatha. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was spiritually and devotionally so sharp at that moment to catch the verse and write it in his notebook. And then Prabhupada translated it. So today, 500 years down, as far as the time span is concerned, we are reading this verse on Gaura Purnima because Prabhupada translated what Kaviraj Goswami wrote, what Raghunath Das Goswami spoke, what our Swarup Damodar Goswami had written on the basis of what he had seen. So this is the introduction to this verse. Now, what does this verse talk about? Every word of this verse is very deep and drenched with bhav. So let us study this verse in great detail. So the first line, the first phrase says, Radha. Which Radha? Who is Radharani? Krishna Pranaya Vikriti. This is a very beautiful term. Krishna Pranaya Vikriti. Radharani has been described as Krishna Pranaya Vikriti. So, the word Pranaya is very, very significant. Because Rupa Goswami Pad has described that the conditioned soul goes from Shraddha on the path of Bhakti. And also, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a very detailed description of this in the Madhurya Kadambini, describing different stages and also the anarthas at each stage. So we go from Shraddha, the associate with devotee, sadhus, sadhu sangha, and then under their anugatya, under their guidance, we do bhajan. We chant the names of Krishna diligently every day. And then by doing this meticulously for a long time, then we cross an artha nivritti. It's interesting, in the Jaiva Dharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes of a Babaji who chants 200,000 names of Krishna every day, 2 lakh, which is technically 116 rounds to 128 rounds. He chants 2 lakh every day for 5 years in Navadvip Dham. And then after chanting 2 lakh for 5 years in Navadvip, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, now the Babaji feels that he has entered Madhyam Adhikar. He has given up being Kanishtha and now he has entered Madhyam. So this is actual bhajan kriya. He's doing bhajan and anartha nivritti. Of course, anartha nivritti is an ongoing process up to bhav. It goes on reducing. It's not that we cross anartha nivritti to go to nishtha. When the anarthas subside substantially, there's substantial cleansing of the heart. That's when we become fixed up, nishtha. But there are still traces. There is scent of anarthas even at the level of bhav. And the examples given in this regard for teaching us are Jada Bharat and Bilva Mangala Thakur, who performed pastimes from the level of bhav to teach us about how anarthas, some scent of anartha may be present even at that level. So nishtha, then, after being fixed up, we get some ruchi. So oftentimes this question is asked that we don't have taste in the holy name. But when I asked this question to my Siksha Gurudev, he said, even if you have no taste in the holy name, still be fixed up and steadfast in chanting the holy name. Because ruchi doesn't come first. Nishtha comes first. So similarly, naam nishtha is first, and then naam ruchi. And then naam asakti. Then one is attached. And then there is bhav, and then there is prem. Now prem, as soon as prem is attained, the body is finished. So also, sometimes we can see there are devotees on the planet who are holding prem and walking around giving prem. But it is interesting that when Abhiram Thakur was using his very celebrated whip called as Jai Mangal, he would whip, and anyone he would whip, they would get love of Godhead.
So when he whipped, with that Jai Mangal, he whipped Srinivas Acharya once, and then twice, and then he was going to whip the third time. And Abhiram Thakur's wife held his hand and said, don't whip him the third time, because when the whip is hit for the first time, one gets nishchita bhakti, very fixed of bhakti, nishchita bhajan kriya pravritti. And then when it is whipped for the second time, one gets prema. And then one is whipped for the third time. Then the matured fruit of prema, which is bhav on the prema scale, is attained. And at that time, the body cannot hold it. The person will die. So please save the life of Srinivas Acharya and don't whip him for the third time like that. So prema is a very, very cherished commodity in this human form. Prema, dhana vina vyartha daridra jivan. Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj would roar this point again and again, that without attaining prema in this human form, vyartha daridra jivan, life is useless and life is poverty stricken. What is the use? Vidya kule ki kori betar. What is the use of learning and what is the use of having all the wealth which will be perished at the time of death? We have not got Krishna yet. So that is prema. But on the scale of prema, Rupa Goswami describes. Now, for those who have entered prema, there are many stages. Starting with sneha. Very, very deep attachment to Radha and Krishna. And then man. This is the famous man, the sulking mood that Radharani possesses. Man lila, man gar, man bihari, man mandir. All of them find their place from this man. So sneha is the first stage on the level of prema. And then man. And then pranay. You see, that's the word used here, pranay. So Radharani is not called as Krishna bhakti vikriti, Krishna prema vikriti, not even Krishna sneha vikriti, or Krishna man vikriti. She is called Krishna pranay vikriti. Vikriti means transformation. So on the scale of prema, there is sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. And then, you know, stages of mahabhav, going up to madanakhya mahabhav of Radharani. There's Madan, Mohan, and Modan. Modan, Mohan, and Madan. Madanakhya Mahabhav. The final stage of Radharani's prema in Mahabhav. So the essence of bhakti is prema. And the essence of prema is bhav. And the essence of bhav is Mahabhav. And the essence of Mahabhav is Madanakhya Mahabhav. And that is the Swarupa. Mahabhava Swarupa Sri Radha Thakurani. That is Radharani. Mahabhava Swarupa Tvam Krishna Prema Variyasi Prema Bhakti Prade Devi Radhike Tvam Namamyaham. O Radharani, you are the personification of Swarupa. Mahabhava Swarupa. Madanakya Mahabhava. So very specifically, this is the stage that has been addressed here. Pranay. Krishna Pranay Vikriti. O Radharani, you are the Vikriti, the transformation of Krishna Pranay. Now let us understand this for a few minutes. Why the word pranay has been used? It is not saying Krishna rag vikriti, Krishna anurag vikriti. Any word could have been used by Swarup Damodar Goswami. But very specifically he used the word pranay. Because there is a very, very deep meaning here. Very deep meaning. Rupa Goswami describes that every stage has been very properly described by Rupa Goswami in Ujjwal Nilamani. So Rupa Goswami describes pranay and defines it very wonderfully. We will not get to the Sanskrit now, but the essence of what Rupa Goswami describes here is that pranay is the stage of prema where the ashray vigraha, which is the devotee, and the vishay vigraha, who is Bhagavan, Krishna, where the gopi and Krishna, the devotee and Krishna, the lover and the beloved, feel, oh, my heart is the same as your heart. My body is the same as your body. My senses are the same as your senses. In fact, it is so much so that the lover and the beloved, they in fact forget their identity and mistake one another to be each other. This is how when Krishna is absent, and the gopis are in separation, some become Krishna and they are performing the pastime of Putana. Some become Krishna and they are performing the pastime of Vagasura and Kaliya. This is not like becoming God in the sense of Advaitavad, where we want to become one with the creator of everything. It is not like saying Aham Brahmasmi, Tat Tvamasi, Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma. This is not that. But in the extreme state of prema, the gopis are forgetting completely. They are so Krishna-maya that they see no difference between the body of Krishna and their body, the senses of Krishna and their senses, the mind of Krishna and their mind, the heart of Krishna and their heart. And so much so that they're interchangeably identifying with each other. This is how sometimes in the Kunj, when Radha and Krishna are meeting, Krishna sometimes thinks he's Radharani. And there are two Radharanis in the same Kunj. Golden form. Because Krishna is sitting and chanting Radhe, 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 and he's chanting the names of Radharani. And slowly his complexion becomes golden. And sometimes, alternatively, Radharani in the Kunj in separation is chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Like for example, in the Vidat Madhav Natak, it is described by Rupa Goswami, that when Krishna is in separation from Radharani, Madhu Mangal writes the two syllable Radha on a leaf and gives it to Krishna. And Krishna is chanting the name of Radharani and tells Madhu Mangal, oh, you saved my life in the time of separation by giving me Radharani in the form of her name. So similarly, Radharani sometimes in the Kunj in separation from Krishna is chanting the names of Krishna, and the golden form of Radharani turns bluish black. This is because at the state of pranay, they are able to identify with the senses of Krishna. So very specifically, there is a difference here. The similarity is that the senses, the heart, the mind, the body, they seem to be same as that of the sense of as that of the beloved. But the difference is, the devotee can feel what Krishna is feeling, what the beloved is feeling. The devotee, the gopi, can feel a million times more in intensity. If Krishna is feeling one ray of joy through his tongue or through his ear or through his eyes, then the gopi, who at the state of pranay is in separation, can feel that through the same sense a trillion times higher. Whatever Krishna is feeling, the gopi can feel. We can see a perverted reflection of that in a very sane, sober sense in this material world by saying that when a child gets hurt, the mother feels more than the child because she has so much mamata. She has so much love. If the child, let's say, steps on something which is sharp and starts crying, holding the sole of his feet, then the mother immediately comes running and she starts relating so much. Oh, I can't imagine how he stepped onto that. It would have been so sharp. Oh, why did I keep it here? So why is the mother feeling? Because there's so much mamata, there's so much affection, possessiveness, that the sole of the feet of the baby, the child, seems to be pricking. The prick on the sole of the feet of the child seems to be pricking the sole of the feet of the mother a million times more than what the child has experienced. So we see an experience of that in this material world. And the purest sense of that mamata is called pranay. So we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam an example of pranay. The acharyas comment in this section, and they call it the state of pranay. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, we see very specifically in the famous context of how Krishna disappears from the Rasalila, and the gopis in separation, they are crying in separation from Krishna. And their tears in separation comes out as a song, and it is called as Gopi Geet, which is the famous Gopi Geet which is sung during the month of Kartik Mas, Damodar Mas. Especially in our ISKCON Vrindavan, every evening during Kartik Mas, all the devotees, hundreds and hundreds of them, they assemble together they sing. The devotee sings from the stage, and all the devotees sit together in front of the screen where the Gopi Geet is displayed, and they all sing in the evening. For those who have attended in the evenings during Kartik Mas in Vrindavan, they will have a smile on their face because they can resonate with the feeling of singing Gopi Geet with the devotees in Kartik Mas. So this was an outburst of their heartfelt tears in separation. And as they sang the Gopi Geet, there are 19 verses, 19th being the last, But how did it become the last? It became the last because Krishna appeared at the end of the 19th verse. If Krishna wouldn't have appeared, they would have gone on with the 20th. But why did Krishna appear at the end of the 19th verse and not at the end of the 4th verse or the 8th verse or the 18th verse? Because it is described the 19th verse was sung by Radharani. And Radharani sang the 19th verse. And at that time, Krishna couldn't hold himself because throughout he was hiding behind the kunj and experiencing the deep pangs of separation of the gopis. And it was unfathomable for Krishna. Na parayeham niravadya samyujam swa sadhukrityam vibudhayushapivaha yama bhajan durjara geha shrinkhalam samvrichayatat pratiyatu sadhuna. Krishna later comes out and he tells the gopis that na paraye aham, that I cannot reciprocate. Niravadya samyujam swa sadhukrityam vibudha ayushapiva. Even the ayusha, even the lifespan of vibudha, who is Brahma, even if you give me, Krishna is telling the gopis, headed by Radharani, Krishna is saying, even for 311 trillion 40 billion years, the lifespan of Brahma, if you give me, I will not be able to repay the tears of devotion that you're crying. I don't know what in my possession I have to give it to you. Nothing. Absolutely, there is nothing that I have to give you. So he says, swa sadhu krityam, whatever you have done, I have accepted that and may that be my reciprocation towards you, the fact that I've accepted, because there's nothing else I can give you. For those who want liberation, I can give them liberation. For those who want bhukti, material enjoyment, I can give them. For those who want mukti, for those who want bhakti, I can try to help them with all this. But for those who are dancing on the terrace of prema, crying and weeping in vipralambha, to get me, there is so much affection in the hearts of the gopis, in the hearts of the devotees, that Krishna said, Trailokyam prithivi dhanya, tatra vrindavanapuri, tatra tu gopika partha, tatra radha vidhamama. He tells Arjuna in the Puranas, Krishna is telling, that Trailokyam prithivi dhanya, out of the three worlds, the upper, middle and lower, prithivi is dhanya. Why? Tatra vrindavanapuri. Because there is Vrindavan Dham. But why is Vrindavan special? Tatra tu gopikam partha. Oh partha, Vrindavan is special because the gopis are present there. But why the gopis are so special? Tatra radha abhidhamama. Because a gopi named Radha, who belongs to me, is living. So Radharani's pangs of separation in the 19th verse caused Krishna to come out of the kunj. That he was trying to conceal himself. He couldn't conceal himself anymore. And within a minute, he ran out, holding his pitambara in his hand, in the mood of someone who's begging for mercy. Krishna came running. Tasam avir bhut shori smayamana mukhambujam pitambara dharashragvi sakshat manmatha manmatha. Shukdev Goswami described, at that time, Krishna looked most beautiful, in the mood of a beggar begging at the feet of the gopis. Sakshat manmatha manmatha. Manmatha is Cupid, Kamadev, who does manmatha. Man means mind, and matha means to churn. So Cupid, he churns our mind and senses in a very nasty way. But when Krishna came in that mood, holding a pitambar in his hand, and wearing a pitambar and also having a uttariya, holding like a beggar, begging for mercy. Ami Radha Prema Bhikari, Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj explains. Krishna came running. Ami Radha Prema Bhikari. I am begging for Radharani's mercy, like that. Shukdev Goswami says, Krishna looked so beautiful at that time. Krishna is anyway beautiful. Madhuram madhuram vapurasya vibho. Madhuram madhuram vadanam madhuram. Madhugandhi mrudusmitam etadaho. Madhuram 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 madhuram. Shripad Bilva Mangala Thakur says, Krishna is very, very sweet. Very beautiful. But he looks most beautiful when he is with his devotees. And he looks most beautiful among the most beautiful when he's in this mood, begging for mercy. So at that time he looked manmatha, manmatha, that he can churn the mind of that Cupid who is busy churning our mind. Manmatha, manmatha, sakshad manmatha, manmatha. It's not a printing mistake in the Bhagavatam. Sakshad, he directly looked like the Cupid, for the Cupid. Who is making us stupid? So Krishna came out and he couldn't bear the separation after hearing the 19th verse sung by Radharani. But what did Radharani sing? She sang,
यत्ते सुजात चरणां दुरुहं स्थनेषु भीताशनै प्रियदधि महि कर्कशेषु तेनाटवी मटसि तद्व्यथते न किं स्वेत् कूर्पादिभि भ्रमतिधिर्भवदायुषां न.
Radharani sang in the mood of pranay. So that's the connection to what we are discussing. This verse, Yatte Sujata Charanam Guruham Sthaneshu, was sung by Radharani in the mood of pranay, where Radharani is telling Krishna that, "Oh Krishna, I am very concerned about your lotus feet. Sujata Charanam Guruham. This lotus feet of yours, I am very concerned about. Bhita. Why I am concerned and scared? Because, O Krishna, chalasi yad vraja charayan pashun nalina sundaram nathate padam shila trinankurai sidati tinaha kalilatam manah kanta gacchati. As previously stated, Srimati Radharani is reiterating this mood that Krishna, during the daytime, you walk barefoot. But you walk behind whom? The cows. And the cows are walking behind the grass. The gopis call Krishna Trina Chara Anugam. Trina means grass. Chara means to walk behind. Chara means to wander, to walk behind the grass. So who is the Trina Chara? Those are the cows. And Krishna is Anugam. Anu means behind and Ga means Gamanam, to walk. So Trina Chara Anugam. Krishna is walking behind the cows who are walking behind the grass. So the gopis are saying, Krishna, during daytime, we feel so much that you're walking behind the cows. And the cows are running behind the grass. But the cows, the innocent calves, are sometimes so fickle-minded that wherever they see fresh grass, they're jumping to eat it. So sometimes the fresh grass may be between sharp rocks, and the calves and the cows are jumping to eat it. And they have no worry because they have hoofs. They are well protected. Their feet are well protected. But Krishna, you're walking barefoot. So they are running behind the grass and they are stepping on the sharp rocks and the sharp grass and the sharp shoot and sprout from the ground, and they are not hurting themselves. But Krishna, you innocently run behind them, but you don't have hoofs on your feet. To control them, you're running behind them. So during daytime itself, we are afraid so much. You can see what is there because of the mercy of the sun. There's light everywhere, and you can see, oh, this is sharp, oh, this is a rock, this is a grass, this is a sharp piece of grass, this is a pebble, this is round, this may hurt me on my heel, this may hurt me, this may tear my skin, etc. So you can see during daytime, still we are so concerned that we are not able to come with you. We are caught in household chores, and our heart goes with you that, oh, may your feet be protected. And the gopis pray to Brindadevi. And Brindadevi manifests mysteriously lotus flowers everywhere. So as Krishna places his feet, there's a lotus flower. And this is also the reason why Krishna is called lotus feet. Because Brindadevi makes such fantastic arrangements that wherever there is a concern of a sharp rock or a sharp piece of grass, straw of grass, Brindadevi, by the prayers of the gopis, manifests a lotus there. So Krishna's feet lands on the soft lotus. Field lotus, land lotus, forest lotus. So the gopis are saying here, headed by Radharani, Yatte sujata charanam guruham sthaneshu bhita shanai priya dadhi mahikar kasheshu tena tavim atasitat vyathate nakin swid kurpadi dhir bhramati dhir bhavadayushanaha ayushamnaha. That during daytime itself we are so concerned, but now Krishna, this is night time. There is no light of the sun even, and your body is softer than the softest babies in this world. You see, the baby who is born, newborn, his or her skin is so tender. But all those skin in this material world are very hard and rough and insignificant compared to the Sukumar, the very, very tender skin of Krishna all through his body. So Srimati Radharani is crying in separation that during daytime we are struggling so much, but now nighttime, you have run away into the forest, away from us. in the middle of the Rasa Leela. So now we are very concerned. Krishna, why did you do this? During daytime itself, you don't have to go. Nanda Maharaj has so many other cowherd boys. They can be sent. But you still go. And that breaks our heart. But now, nighttime, there are no cows. No need to graze anyone. No need to go into the middle of the forest. Also, there is no light. Still, you're going without footwear. And most importantly, we have broken all home ties, domestic household ties. On the full moon night, we have forgotten all our relationships in this world. And we have given it completely 100% to you. Just like Kunti Devi prays in her prayers in the Bhagavatam. May all my affectionate ties be severed. And may all of that become like the flowing Ganga, flowing river-like affection at the lotus feet of Krishna. So the gopis are telling, why do you have to go? We have given up everything and we are coming here. And you don't have to go into the forest. There's no grazing now. There's no light there. There are so many stones and pebbles and sharp grass. Oh, Krishna, we want to, Radharani is saying, I want to place your lotus feet in my heart and keep it secured there so that you are not hurt in the stones and the forests of Vrindavan. I'm very, very scared. Please keep it in my heart so that I can lock with a passcode, I can lock your lotus feet in my heart so that your lotus feet are not hurt by stepping onto anything. So when Krishna is hearing all this, he is almost speaking to Radharani. When Radharani is speaking to Krishna, Krishna is almost speaking in Radharani's heart. How do you know that I am feeling pain when I walk into the forest in the middle of the night? You're having so much affection for me. What is the proof? How do you know that my feet are pained? So Radharani in her heart, she is saying, oh, actually, this is the level of pranay. Pranay means you can relate to all the feelings of your beloved, but million times higher. Oh, Krishna, one thorn prick at your lotus feet equals 1 billion scorpions biting me all over my body. This is pranay, where there is so much affection and so much love that the devotee is able to have mamata for the Lord. This is how, initially when we start bhakti, we are asking from Krishna for our protection. But when bhakti matures like this, the person wants to protect Krishna in so much affection, wants to be the guardian. Even Mother Yashoda wants to protect Krishna. Rather, even Mother Yashoda has crossed through the level of pranay. She's at the level of anurag, Rupa Goswami describes. So sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, like that. So they're all having, Vrajavasis are all having the mood of pranay. So Radharani here, because she has that bhav, pranay bhav, she told Krishna, I can feel it. And therefore Krishna broke all his quote-unquote testing propensity and he ran out of the kunj. He ran out from behind the kunj into the assembly of the gopis at the lotus feet of Radharani. Smara garala khandanam mama shirasi mandanam dehi padapallavam udaram Sri Radhe dehi padapallavam udaram. So this is pranaya. Therefore when Swarup Damodar Goswami starts the verse by saying, which Radharani? Who is Radharani? She is Krishna pranay vikriti. When she is the transformation of what it means to have very deep affection and pranay for Krishna. Now, this is interesting. Very, very interesting. How in one phrase, Swarup Damodar Goswami has described Radharani. In fact, Swarup Damodar Goswami has offered his heart and paraphrased what comes in the Padma Puran. In the Padma Puran, there is a very beautiful section which describes Krishna's presence in Vamshivat. And Krishna is at Vamshivat and he is thinking to himself. He is having self-sympathy. Krishna is thinking, I can give happiness to the whole world. But oh, who can give me happiness? Even Kaviraj Goswami quotes this in the fourth chapter of the Adilila, which is a total gift to mankind. We are all encouraged to read the fourth chapter of the Adilila, where Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishna was feeling, Aake ananda dibe ache konjan. Who is that person who can give me happiness? So Krishna is having self-sympathy at Vamshivat, according to Padma Puran. Krishna is feeling, I am giving happiness. I am raso vaisaha. By obtaining this rasa, rasa vigraha, Krishna, anandi bhavati, one can become happy. So it is not described that he is not raso vai tasmin. It is not described that there is happiness in him. It is described raso vai saha. He himself is ananda swarup. Ananda murtiman swarup. So Krishna, he is giving happiness to everyone, but he is thinking, ama ke ananda dibe achche konjan. Who is that person who can give me happiness? He fulfills the desires of everyone. Nityo nityanam, chetanas chetananam, eko bahunam yo vidadhati kaman. All the kaman, all the desires of everyone get fulfilled by Krishna. But who can fulfill my desire? This is the question that Krishna is asking. So at that time what happened? Padma Puran describes from the left side of Krishna, a very beautiful, wonderful young form appeared. Vamangi, who appeared from Krishna's left side. From left is where the heart is. So from his left side, she appeared. And she was the fulfillment, she was the personification, she was the complete embodiment of all of Krishna's desires and dreams which could keep him happy, and way more than what Krishna can be happy with. This is pranay vigraha, pranay vikriti. Although Krishna inside in his heart felt dissatisfied, the potency inside felt it more than him, and therefore to fulfill his desire, there was a vikriti, there was a transformation of pranay. That is Radharani. She was made out of rag, deep attachment to Krishna. And that rag gives the first syllable, which is Ra. And with her rag or anurag, with deep attachment, she appeared from the left side and ran to make Krishna happy. So, to run, the word in Sanskrit is Dhavati, or in Marathi, Dhavane, to run. So, the word anurag gave rise to the syllable ra. Rag means attachment, affection, deep attachment. Rag, ra syllable. And dhavati, to run to serve him. The syllable that it gave birth to was dha. So the person who appeared from the left side as a pranay vikriti, to fulfill the inner desire of Krishna, to make him happy and to always keep him satisfied in all ways possible, who appeared out of rag, and Bhavati, who ran to serve him in all ways, is Radha. That is the first word of the verse. So that Radha Rani is Krishna Pranay Vikriti, is the transformation of Krishna's very deep attachment, Pranay Vigraha. Also, another meaning for the word Radha is she, whose 19th verse in the, the 19th verse of the Gopi Geet was sung by whom? In deep rag, that made Krishna run out of the groves, run out and fall in the assembly, begging for mercy. So she sang out of rag, ra, and he came out dhavati. He came out running. So therefore she who could make Krishna come out of the kunj, running towards her, is Radha. So that Radha Rani is Krishna Pranay Vikriti. So till now what we have discussed is the first phrase of the first line of this verse. Now next, continuing ahead, the next phrase given is Ladini Shaktir Asmad. Who is Radhani? She is the pleasure potency. Ladini Shakti. We know the word Lada. We sing the glories of the devotee who is not Lada, but he is Prakrishta Rupena Lada. Pra Lada. Pra means in a very condensed way. And Lada means pleasure, happiness. So Prahlad went through so much suffering. He was not distressed. He was not disappointed. He was not disgusted. And he was not even in Shantabhav, in neutrality. He was ecstatic. He was ecstatic. Shukadeva Goswami describes this Prahlad Maharaj was actually Graha Grasta. He was influenced by a planet. What planet? Shukadeva Goswami says Prahlad Maharaj was influenced by a planet called Krishna Graha Grihitatma. He was completely infatuated. He was completely haunted by a planet called Krishna Graha, Krishna Bhakti. So that Prahlad Maharaj is Prahlada. Pra means Prakrishta. Prakrishena Lada. He was in a very condensed way, very concentrated way, like thick kheer. He was lather. He was happy in a very special way. But when Narasimhadev appeared, what happened? Prahlada lada daime. Oh, Narasimhadev, you gave happiness to he who was swimming in happiness. Prahlada ahlada daime. Daime means to give. Da. Yachha, to give. Similarly, we see in Braj Bhasha, we say, so the short form for Ananda is Nanda. So Nanda Maharaj is already happy. His name is Nanda, or the short form of Ananda. But when Krishna appeared, the ocean of his happiness broke all boundaries and all shores. And Nanda ke Ananda bhayo jai kanhaiya lal ki. That's how they say. That he who is Nanda, he became Ananda when Krishna appeared. This is what Krishna can do. So here that same root has been used, Ladini, which means happiness, Shakti. So now, spending some time on Ladini Shakti, our Kaviraj Goswami explains very beautifully. He says, Ladhinera sar prem, prem sar bhav, bhavera parakashta nam mahabhav, mahabhava swarupa shri Radha Thakurani, sarva guna khani Krishna kanta shiromani. Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Radharani with respect to Ladhini Shakti. He says, Ladhinera sar prem. So this Ladhini Shakti, pleasure-giving potency. But what is the essence of this pleasure? It is prem. It is deep love. That is how the pleasure is coming. It is because of deep mood to serve in a selfless, unconditional way. So Ladhinera sar prem. But what is the essence of prem? Prem is sara bhav. And the essence of this prem is deep spiritual, transcendental emotions of the soul. Not some fluctuating emotions and tears in the eyes because of some sentimental fluctuations in the mind. We hear some movie song or we see some scene which are very dramatic and there are tears coming from our eyes. Those are just fluctuations of the on the mental platform by seeing something which is not even connected to Krishna. Sometimes we may feel some waves of love, occasionally. But this bhav that is being discussed here, prema sara bhav, are the spontaneous emotions of the soul. This bhav then condensed further. Bhavera parakashta nama mahabhav. When bhav is taken to another level altogether, which is called mahabhav, which is found in the gopis of Vrindavan. Now, Kaviraj Goswami says, Mahabhava Swarupa Shri Radha Thakurani. Who is Radharani? She is the Mahabhava Swarupini. And this Radharani is Sarva Guna Khani, Krishna Kanta Shiromani. She is actually the treasure mine of all transcendental qualities, and hence, Krishna Kanta Shiromani. She is the crown. She is the Shiromani, the head jewel of all the beloveds of Sri Krishna, Krishna Kanta Shiromani. So this is how Kaviraj Goswami describes Ladini Shakti with respect to Radharani, how Radharani is actually Ladini Shakti. Also Kaviraj Goswami describes Radha Purna Shakti Krishna Purna Shaktiman Dui Vastu Bheda Nahi Shastrera Praman, that there is no difference between Radha and Krishna. Kaviraj Goswami says that they are actually one. There is no difference. But the difference is he is Shaktiman and Radharani is Purna Shakti. So all the energies of the Lord together ultimately are meant to serve, to give pleasure. So Radha Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shaktiman. Krishna is powerful because he as Shaktiman possesses the Shaktis. So the Gaudiya Vaishnava could even go on to say that Krishna is Shaktiman because of his Shakti and the Shakti is Radharani. So when we keep only Krishna without Radharani, Krishna is not complete. He becomes happy. Amake ananda dibe achche konjan. He becomes happy only when there is Radha Krishna. Therefore, Prabhupada, he always installed Radha Krishna. No temple has only Krishna. It may be Radha Raman, very mysteriously, because he's appearing from a Shaligram Shila. And then, of course, to keep him happy, they keep a very nice asana gaddi, where they have Radhanam. So Radharani is worshipped as Radhanam, and Raman, Radharaman is worshipped together with Radhanam. So in this way, Radha Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shakti Man, Dui Vastu Bheda Nahi Shastrera Praman. So that's the point that is continued in the second line also. Because the second line says, Eka Atmano. Atmano. Both of them. You see the word Atmano, then Gatau, Tau, all indicates dual usage. Two people are being mentioned to here. We see Ajanu Lambita Bhujau Kanakava Dattau Sankirtanai Kapitarau. So whenever two personalities are mentioned, Ramakrishnau, Ramakeshavau, when two persons are described, the dual usage is used in Sanskrit. So Eka Atmanau and then Gatau and Tau. So two personalities, Radha and Krishna, are being mentioned. But although they are two, Eka, they're actually one. And this has again been mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Radha Krishna Eka Atma Dui Deha Dhari Anyonya Vilasarasa Aswadanakari. That Radha and Krishna are actually Eka Atma. Kaviraj Goswami says Radha Krishna Eka Atma Dui Deha Dhari. They have become two. They have just taken two forms. But Anyonya Vilasarasa Aswadanakari. They have become two only to relish rasa, because it is boring to be alone. So there must be a vishay vigraha and an ashray vigraha. There must be a shelter, a person who is the abode of love, and there must be a person who is the object of love. There's always two sides to the story, the two sides to the coin. So therefore, Kaviraj Goswami is also saying, Radha Krishna Eka Atma, the same point that is mentioned here, Eka Atmano. Eka Atma Dui Deha Dhari. It is the one person who's seen in two forms. So till the time this realization doesn't come that Radha and Krishna are actually one, many other misconceptions may creep in. This is why people oftentimes ask, why aren't they married? What is the need for Krishna to deal with Radharani? And then he has so many queens. So all these misconceptions come because of lack of understanding this one principle. There is no difference between Radha and Krishna. And they're just appearing to heighten, to increase the rasa, the mellows of happiness. So, Eka Atma, Dui Deha Dhari, Anyonya Vilasa Rasa Aswadanakari. Also, Chaitanya Charitamrita, our Kaviraj Goswami describes, Radha Krishna Nitya Aiche Eka Hiswarup, Lila Rasa Aswadite Dhari Dui Rup. That Nitya Aiche Eka Hi Swarup. They are actually one Swarup. Eka Atmano. Radha Krishna Nitya. Eternally they are only one. But Leela Rasa Aswadite Dhari Dui Rup. They have become two. Only to participate. There must be one person who is offering service and the other person who is accepting service. One person who has deep love for the other person. And the other person tries to reciprocate and is not able to reciprocate. This is called Leela Rasa Aswadanam. So this is Eka Atmano. So Api Bhuvipura Deha Bhedam Gatautau. So it's interesting. Although they are one, Api, although Eka Atmano Api, although they are one, Bhuvi, on Mother Earth, Pura, from time immemorial, Deha Bhedam, they have appeared. Gata. Gatau, Tau, both of them have manifested Deha Bheda, difference in body. Two forms. So, in this regard, there could be a very, very serious question. The serious question could be, how is it that when the Ladini Shakti Srimati Radharani is in the body of Krishna, Krishna is dissatisfied? Wouldn't say dissatisfied, but he feels incomplete. But when she externally manifests, then he becomes happy. Shouldn't it be such that whether Radharani is external or internal, her position is to serve and give happiness. So even when she is inside Krishna, before the prakat of Radharani, the prakatya of Radharani, still he should be happy. How is it that when he is inside, when Radharani is inside, Krishna is not feeling so much happiness, but when she appears, he becomes so happy. So how do we understand this? Well, actually, when Radharani is present in Krishna's body, inside, that is called as Swarup Ananda. Swarup Ananda means where she is found in the body and she is present in the body. And, oh pardon me, it's called Shakti Ananda. When she's present in the body as Shakti, Ladini Shakti, and Krishna feels happiness because of her presence, it's called Shakti Ananda. Srila Jiva Goswami explains this with a very, very beautiful example. He says that we're all breathing. We are inhaling and exhaling. There's inhalation, exhalation, and we are breathing. The breath satisfies us. It keeps us alive. But it's not keeping us very happy. The breath is going back and forth, but it is not keeping us very happy. It is satisfying because we are alive. That is what the breath does in the body. But however, when the same breath is used in a flute, what comes out is music. And when we hear that, sometimes we cry. Some ragas can make us cry, and some ragas can make us so happy. So actually speaking, the music that we are hearing of a flute is the transformation of the breath in the lungs. But what do? When the breath is inside of us, it's keeping us alive, no doubt, but it is not so satisfying. But the same breath, when blown into the holes of a flute, creating magical music, that music brings so much emotions, happiness, and joy, and so many other different feelings and emotions are arising in our heart by hearing those notes. And people even pay tickets to go and hear them. So in this way, we can understand that the astonishing emotions that are caused by the music which comes from the holes of the flute, which is actually coming because of the breath, is way more exciting than just inhaling and exhaling the same breath in the body. So with this example, Jiva Goswami says, when Ladini Shakti is in the body of Krishna, it is called Shakti Ananda. So it definitely gives Ananda, some satisfaction is there, but it is not 100%. But that same, when blown through the holes of the flute, in the sense, when it appears externally, that is called music. That is Radharani. And then astonishing emotion because of Madanakya Mahabhava are created in the heart of Krishna. And Krishna goes through horripilation and tears and so many different symptoms of ecstasy. It is the same Shakti, but by external manifestation, Krishna is so happy, just like the example of the breath in the lungs and through the holes of the flute. So in this way, although Eka Atmano, Deha Bhedam, there is Deha Bhed because of this reason. And it's interesting, the word used in this verse is Bhuvi. On earth, they appear. So our Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj very beautifully in his books on Radharani describes how when Radharani was told by Sri Krishna that I am going to appear for my pastime very soon and I would request if you can also come. And Radharani made this condition that I will appear, but for that I need three things. I need Vrindavan, I need Giriraj Govardhan, and I need Yamuna. And Krishna agreed, and he manifested Vrindavan Dham, Govardhan, and Yamuna on Mother Earth. And that Chintamani Dham, Vrindavan Dham, Golok Dham appeared as Prakat Dham, as Bhuloka Vrindavan. Goloka Vrindavan became Bhuloka Vrindavan, appeared as Bhuloka Vrindavan. And Govardhan, Giriraj Govardhan manifested. And Yamuna Maharani appeared. And then Radhani agreed to appear. So this Bhuvi, this earth is very, very glorious because Vrindavan appeared on this earth. Vrindavanam sakhi bhuvo vitanoti kirtim yad devaki sutapadambuja labdha lakshmin. The gopis are also saying, actually, Mother Earth has become more fortunate after Krishna's appearance because Vrindavan is walking around glorifying Krishna and increasing the kirti of Mother Earth by the pastimes and the presence of Krishna's lotus feet. Jayatite adhikam Janmana Vraja. Mother Earth has become glorious because of Vrindavan, but Vrindavan has become more glorious because of Krishna's presence. And Krishna has become happy because of Radharani's appearance. So that Bhuvi, that Mother Earth, very beautifully, so many verses are there glorifying the position of Mother Earth. Now,
our Kaviraj Goswami, as he's explaining all this, it is important for us to pay attention to one point. The one point worth paying attention to is Krishna is definitely Ananda Swarup. We should never say that he is incomplete, because he is Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. No doubt, he is completely perfect and Purna. But since there is no limit to Purnata, there is Purna, Purnatara and Purnatama, it can go on. So although he is complete, Radharani adds in the flavor of her love, and that makes Krishna wanting for more. So Krishna is definitely complete. He is ekarasa, which means he is filled with ananda, homogeneous. But when Radharani appears, through Radharani, so many different joyful emotions are tasted by Krishna. Krishna becomes astonished himself. Bhagavan becomes astonished. So what is the power of the devotee? So Radharani appears and Radharani thinks, now, if one Radharani can make Krishna so happy, how about having two Radharanis? How about having three Radharanis? How about having four Radharanis, five Radharanis? And in this way, Radharani expands unlimitedly. And the Brahma Samhita describes Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitadi Stavirya Eva Nijarupataya Kalavi Golokameva Nivasati Akhilatma Bhuto Govindam Adi Purusham Tam Aham Bhajami. Brahmaji is saying that when Radha and Krishna interact, what is it? Krishna is Chit Shakti. So he is Chinmaya and Radharani is Ananda. So when they meet, it's called Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. The taste that they feel, the emotions that they feel, coming from Radharani is Ananda, coming from Krishna is Chinmaya, because Krishna is Chit Shakti. He is the head of department of Samvit or Chit. So Krishna is Chinmaya and Radharani is Ananda. So when they interact, it's called Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. And when Pratibhavitabhi, when it multiplies itself, Tadhirya Eva Nijarupataya Kaladhi, at that time what happens? The expansions of this mellow appear as the Braja Gopis. Goloka Meva Nivasati Akhilatma Bhuta. This love, although present in Goloka Vrindavan, is available in the heart of all the Jivas. Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Pacham. So Radharani is, so her desire to serve Krishna and keep Krishna happy is the reason for multiple gopis manifesting from her body. Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita very beautifully mentions this by saying, Bahu Kanta Bina Nahi Rasera Ulhas. That this rasa, ulhas, for higher and higher heights of excitement and happiness for Krishna, there must be other gopis also, Kaviraj Goswami is saying. Because in a classroom, if the teacher is teaching, and there's one student who's at 99%, and everyone else is at 50%, 40%, 30%, 60%, then the teacher is not very happy teaching the class. But if the class, the teacher is teaching, and the students are all at 99.3, 99.8, 98.5, there's, you know, very high level of attentive competition to succeed, then the teacher becomes very happy. So Krishna is the teacher here, and they are all attentive gopis who are all very, very exalted in their transcendental competition for seva. They are competing to cooperate. So Kaviraj Goswami says, Bahu Kanta, without many gopis, Bahu Kanta Vina, Nahi Rasera Ulhas, that excitement cannot rise if not for multiple forms. So they are all expanding. And Radharani is expanding from Krishna, and then from Radharani come all the gopis and the manjaris, etc. And they're all serving Krishna. So it is to be understood that prem, this transcendental, this aprakrit divya prem that we talk about, divine love for Godhead, love for Krishna, that murti is actually Radharani. There's no doubt about it. All the love that is found everywhere comes from Radharani. Everywhere. All the love in the hearts of all the jivas, in all the universes, everyone who's serving Krishna, the love must come from Radharani. So this is called Murta Prem, when it has a form that is Radharani. But when it is Amurta, when it is in an unmanifested state, That is called Bhakti Shakti. The same Prem in an unmanifested, small seed-like form is called Bhakti Shakti, and that is in the heart of all the jivas. So Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj very beautifully explained in the class I was hearing a few days ago on Radhashtami. Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj was explaining that the jivas are part and parcel of Krishna. But the love that we have in our heart for Krishna is actually a part and parcel of Radharani's love for Krishna. So this is the same point. That love of Godhead, personal, Murti, Swarup, is Radharani. But Amurta, in an unmanifested state, in a small state, it's called as Bhakti Shakti, in the heart of the Jivas. And that in its smallest indivisible atomic particle of this love, the smallest particle of Bhakti Shakti, indivisible atomic particle, is called Shraddha. It is called Shraddha. So it is interesting that the pure Vaishnavas who are walking, who are following the footsteps of Radha, Rani, and all the gopis and all the associates of the Brajvasis, and they're walking on this planet, carrying that love in their heart. When they speak Harikatha, they sing Harinam, they chant Japa, and they speak Harikatha, what happens is the particles that emerge from their mouth, coming from their heart, coming with their bhav and their intensity, that comes from their mouth, that enters the ear of the listener and into the heart. So the listener is actually collecting more and more particles of Shraddha from the lips of a Sadguru, of a great Vaishnava. Therefore, Bhagavatam says, Tasmin Mahan Mukharita Madhubish Charitram Piyush Ashesha Sarita Parita Shravanti. Shravanti. Bhagavatam describes that when great souls speak, what is happening? The Leela which is played in their heart because of their love for Krishna, that is transformed in words. And the words, when it enters into the ears of the listener, it opens up into the original Leela in the heart of the listener. So the atoms of bhav and prem that the great Vaishnav has in his heart, in his sambandha with Krishna, he gives it out through Hari Katha and Hari Kirtan. And those who listen, they are not just listening words. They are listening consciousness. They are listening bhav. They are collecting atoms of Shraddha from the heart of a great soul. This is why those great souls who have deep Vishesha Sambandha Jnana with Krishna, and they speak not inspired by Rajas and Tamas, when they speak inspired by Swarup Shakti, Chit Shakti, internal potency, then Bhuvi Grinantiye Bhuri Dajana. They are the biggest donors in this world. So when great souls carrying that prem in their heart, they are speaking, we can hear and collect those atoms. And that's how Shraddha builds up in our life. And how do we know that enough Shraddha has built up in our heart, we have collected enough? How do we know? Oh, that's by the external manifestation of Shraddha. Shraddha Shabdhe Vishwasa Kohe Sudrida Nishchay Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karva Krita Hoy. Kaviraj Goswami quotes in Chaitanya Charitamrita that you can see the external manifestation of this Shraddha when the person gets convinced of this fact that in this life I have nothing else to do except serve Sri Krishna. I don't want to do anything. I have to do nothing else. There is nothing but seva to Sri Hari that is of highest priority. Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. If I serve Sri Hari through thought, word and deed, oh, all my activities are complete. So when this external manifestation takes place in our life, we understand we have collected enough Shraddha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while speaking to Rupa Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, after collecting this Shraddha from the ears, by collecting it from a great soul, we must cultivate it daily with hearing and chanting, so that it becomes that amurta, unmanifest, see Shraddha, unmanifest Bhakti Shakti in our heart, by daily cultivation, by hearing and chanting every day, then that becomes nishta, and finally becomes prema, and that amurta, that unmanifest, becomes murta one day, and that is our constitutional position. That is our, what technically they call as Siddha Deha. That is our perfected self-realization. That is the science of self-realization. When we understand one day who we are to Krishna, how we look and what our services are. So now what has happened? The Amurta, the dormant dormant bhakti shakti, the dormant shraddha, has manifested completely to prema, and now we can see ourselves. Teto darpanam arjanam. In the mirror of our consciousness, we can see there is self-realization and God-realization at the same time. As Srila Prabhupada explains very beautifully in one letter, that when a person gets decorated and he looks into the mirror, even the mirror reflection gets decorated. So similarly, as soon as one sees God, there's God-realization, there's self-realization at the same time. It's happening together. So this is how amurta, unmanifest, becomes manifest. That prema, when completely manifest, Radharani, but when unmanifest, it's called bhakti shakti in the jiva, and then it manifests in our spiritual form, which is qualitatively one with Krishna and different in quantity. So it's interesting that when this murti, prem murti, Radharani, is inside, he is Atmaram. He's still Atmaram, but he's hankering, but he's still Atmaram. So it's a very transcendental contradiction. See, when Radharani is inside of Krishna, he is Atmaram, no doubt. Although he's described to be feeling some incompleteness, but when she appears, we say he feels complete and happy. But when she disappears out of his vision, although she's manifest, she disappears, hides behind a tree, etc. Then he's finished. So although she's appearing, that is finishing you up faster. This is the nature of prema. It is the love land of transcendental controversies. So therefore, Radha Krishna Nitya Icha Ekahi Swaroop Lila Rasa Aswadite Dhari Doi Roop. So our Swarup Damodar Goswami has established Radha Krishna Tattva first. And after establishing that in two lines, then in the third line, he says, Chaitanyakhyam prakhatam adhuna tadvayam chaikyam aptam. He says very, very beautifully that those two have become one. Tadvayam, the two, chaikyam aptam, they have obtained oneness, they have become one. Radha Krishna, milita tanu, their bodies have met and they have become one. When? Adhuna, today, now. Well, someone will say, this happened 500 years ago, so how do we read it as Adhuna today? Because Adhuna means now. The two have become one. That happened 500 years ago, so how do we understand it's happening today? Well, it's interesting to note that Chaitanya Akhyam Prakatam, the two manifested as one, by the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Akhyam Prakatam. So Akhya means name, or known as, called. Khyati means to describe. So Akhyam, Chaitanya Akhyam. By the name Chaitanya Prakatam, appearance, Adhuna, now, Tadvayam, those two, Cha and Aikyam, oneness, Aptam, obtained. So they have become one. Now, how do we know that, how can we say now, they have appeared as Chaitanya now? Well, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila also describes in, I believe, chapter 13 or 14, in the context of Advaita Acharya and his sons being described, Kaviraj Goswami says, Adhyapi se lila kare Sri Gaura Rai, kona kona bhagyavan dekhi bare paaye, that Gauranga Mahaprabhu adhyapi se lila kare Sri Gaura Rai. Gauranga Mahaprabhu performs his pastimes even today, Kaviraj Goswami says. Adhyapi se lila kare Sri Gaura Rai. Gaura Rai is performing pastimes every day. Kono kono bhagyavane dekhi bare paaye. Only those who are fortunate can see it. What does this mean? This means that Gaura Leela is going on even today in the form of our Gurujan. So do we say that Swarup Damodar Goswami was in Gaura Leela? Yes. Do we say Rup Sanatan, they were in Gaura Leela? Yes. Do we say Vishwanath Chakravarti was in Gaura Leela? Actually, yes. Although it was a generation later, but yes. Would we say Narottam Das Thakur is in Gaura Leela? Of course. Because he saw Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu stored prema for him in the Padma River. Do we say Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was seeing Panchatattva? Yes. He is in Gaura Leela. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is in Gaura Leela. Therefore, he could find Gauradham, Avirbhav Sthan, the Yoga Peet. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj is in Gaura Leela. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Chakur chanted 1 billion names. And then when he was told, oh, now is the time we should go to Calcutta and preach, Saraswati Thakur said, why go to Calcutta when we can see Panchatattva here dancing in front of our eyes? Because our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada could see Panchatattva dancing in Mayapur. He said, why would I leave this and go to Calcutta? So he's also in Gaura Leela. And our Prabhupada is in Gaura Leela because our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has empowered Prabhupada. Otherwise, it's not possible. Nityananda Shakti is going through Prabhupada. And Prabhupada's followers, they're also in Gaura Leela. How can Guru be in Gaura Leela and disciple not be in Gaura Leela? So therefore, our connection to Adhuna is actually Gurudev. Yadyapi Amara Guru Chaitanya Radas Tathapi Janiya Sai Tahara Prakash. Very beautifully this is described, again in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That Yadyapi Amara Guru Chaitanya Radas. Although the spiritual master is the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yadyapi Amara Guru Chaitanya Radas Tathapi Janiya Sai Tahara Prakash. The disciple should understand, although the spiritual master may say that I am the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but for the disciple, the spiritual master is actually the expansion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when we say Adhuna, the understanding, one understanding is Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago, which is actually now, Adhuna, in comparison to eternity. But for us, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Gurudev by the principle, Tathapi Janiyase Tahara Prakash, that the spiritual master is actually the direct manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is the significance of the word Adhuna in this verse. Now, the word Chaitanya is also very interesting because the word Chaitanya means completely conscious. The word Chaitanya comes from the root word Chaitana, which means to be conscious. So, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conscious of? He is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri is Radharani, Krishna is Krishna, and Chaitanya. So his name represents his bhav. He is completely conscious of Radha and Krishna moment to moment. Therefore, he is called Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Also, Kaviraj Goswami beautifully describes, Chaitanya Rahita Deha Shushka Kashtha Sam Jivite Mrita Se Maile Dande Yam. That if someone, Chaitanya Rahita Deha, if someone has no consciousness, no love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if one doesn't have Chaitanya in one's life, Chaitanya Rahita Deha, or if one doesn't have a conscious spirit to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Shushka Kashtha Sam, then their life is like a piece of dry wood, no use. Jivite Mrita Se, even if they're alive, they're actually dead. And Maile Dande Yam, and once they die, Yamaraj is waiting with a danda to actually whip them. So if we don't have attachment and faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that actually Radha and Krishna have become Chaitanya, then we are actually awaiting great punishment from Yamaraj. It is described in Navadvip Dham Mahatmya by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that Lord Shiva is having a trident in his hand, which trident means trishul. He has three very sharp spikes there. And the first spike is to attack those who have a doubt that Navadvip Dham is non-different from Vrindavan. Those who doubt this principle, that is it actually true? Navadvip and Vrindavan are two different places. Is it actually the same? Do I get the same potency? If we have this doubt, then Lord Shiva is having the first spike to actually puncture our doubts. And the second is for those who doubt. Second is for those who doubt this point when we say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Radha and Krishna. For those who doubt this principle, Lord Shiva is present with the second spike to puncture that doubt out so that we have no doubts that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and exactly Radha Krishna. Now the third is for those who say, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna, but is Krishna God in the first place? For Chaitanya to be God, is Krishna God in the first place? For that doubt, this is the third. So this is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this is why our Shiva is holding a trident. So those who have these three doubts, they have to pray to Lord Shiva. So our Gopeshwar Mahadev will puncture all their doubts. So this is a very important point, that we should not think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being Radha Krishna is a Gaudiya twist to the story. It's actually true, with more than 108 Praman from Shastra. Very, very beautiful Praman found. We won't go through that now, but there's so much proof about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity. So coming back to drawing the line back to what we are discussing, we started off with Swarup Damodar Goswami's Kadacha, coming to Kaviraj Goswami. We discussed the first two lines, and now in the third line, after Radha Krishna, after Radha and Krishna Deha Bheda, he's introducing Chaitanya Naam, Chaitanya Akhyam Prakata Madhuna. So now after saying that, in the fourth line, Kaviraj Goswami says, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He says that Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. This is so beautiful. So beautiful. He says, actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna Swarup. Naomi means I bow down. I bow down to who? Krishna Swarup. He says he's actually Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. But then why is Krishna coming down as Chaitanya? Many reasons. But our very beloved Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj explains that Apanina Kaila Dharma Shikhai Na Yai Eito Siddhanta Gita Bhagavata Gaya. Kaviraj Goswami is quoting in Chaitanya Charitamrita also that Apani na kaila dharma shikhai na yai. One should not do siksha. One should not give instructions on something that one is not following. So apani na kaila dharma, the dharma that we are not performing ourselves, shikhai na yai. One has no authority to teach that. Eito siddhanta gita bhagavata gai. Gita and Bhagavat sing of this siddhanta, that if we are not practicing, we have no right to instruct. So Krishna heard of this, that, oh, I have instructed. Sarva dharman parityaj mamekam sharanam vraja. Give up everything and surrender to me. And Krishna said, Krishna's thinking, I instructed. Man mana bhava mad bhaktau madhyaji mam namaskuru. Two times, chapter 9 and chapter 18. Then I have also instructed, Krishna's thinking. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. I have also instructed. Yat karoshi yad ashnati yad juhoshi dadasi yat yat tapasyati kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. I have also instructed. Ananya chinta yantomam yejana paryupasate. I have also instructed. Te ram satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam machita madgata prana bodha yanta parasparam. Krishna's thinking, oh my God, I have given so many instructions that I have not followed. Because how can Krishna be Ananya's chinta about himself? How can he be satata yukta and do bhajatam priti purvakam, priti purvak bhajan of himself? How can he do manmana, give his mind to himself, and madhyaji, worship himself, madbhakta, become his own devotee, offer obeisances to himself, give up everything and surrender to himself? He said, I am instructing all this, but I have not realized them by practical example. Vasudeva sutam devam kamsa chanura mardhanam, devaki paramanandam krishnam vande jagadgurum. Krishna is jagadguru, but what kind of jagadguru is this? Who is giving instructions, but he is not following? Apani na kaila dharma shikhai na yai, eita siddhanta gita bhagavata gai. So Krishna is thinking, now is the time to become actual jagadguru. That is to practice and then preach. But now it's too late. I've already preached. So let me at least go down and practice what I have preached. So then Krishna came down as bhakta bhavi angakari. It is described. Angikari. He accepted bhakta bhavi angikari. He accepted the bhav of a devotee. And he came down. But to do that, he has to take the bhav of a nice devotee. If he takes the bhav of Kali Yuga Jivas who are trying to be sadhakas, then he will go back to being Krishna and thinking, oh, this bhakti has no taste. You have to move your 16 rounds with no feeling. You are forced to do Ekadashi. You are forced to do fasting till moonrise. You are forced to wear dhoti and kurta and tilak and Kanchi Mala, and know this and know that. Krishna would go back to being Bhagavan and say, oh, bhakti has no taste. So he has to take a good example so that he can go through that very beautiful experience of what it means to be a devotee. And of all the devotees, Srimati Radharani is the highest. The Shastra describes, satyam satyam puna satyam, satyam eva puna punaha, vina radha prasadena mat prasadona labhyate. Krishna is saying Radharani's position is so great that satyam satyam punaha satyam. This is truth. This is truth. Satyam eva punaha punaha. Again and again I am saying, Krishna is saying, this is truth. This is truth. Vina radha prasadena. Without the mercy of Radharani, mat prasado na labhyate. No one can get my mercy, Krishna is saying. So therefore, Radharani's position is the highest. It's the absolutely the highest position. Anaya aradhito nunam Bhagavan Harireshwaram yanno vihaya Govinda pritoyam anayadraha. So reverential that even in the Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami describes that the gopis were thinking that, oh, Radharani has served Krishna so well that Krishna has left all of us to go to her. So how great is her position? So Krishna thought, she who performs bhakti selflessly, dancing on the terrace of Mahabhav, not bhakti, not prema, not Mahabhav, but Madanakhya Mahabhav. I wish I can take her heart, I can take those loving sentiments and go down Bhuvi and experience this, what it seems to be a devotee, so that I can hear the Bhagavad Gita myself first, and whatever I have spoken in the Gita, now I can try to follow. And when I follow, Mahajano yena gatasya pantha, yat yat acharati shrestha, tat tat eve tarojana, sa yat pramanam kurute, lokastat anuvartate. The whole mankind will follow my example. Gauram vande jagadguru. I will be the jagadguru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore he took the bhav of Radharani. Also there are many reasons and follow-up discussions as to why Krishna decided to take the bhava of Radharani. But in the interest of time, we will just speak a couple of more minutes on this subject matter. Radharani has been serving Krishna from time immemorial. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, very famous verse, he says, Ye yatham mam prapadhyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. Mama vartmano vartante manusha partha sarvashah. That as the devotees approach me, I will, with the intensity that they approach me, I will reciprocate accordingly. So therefore, Krishna can do that when our approach and intensity is limited and selfish. So I want a car, I want a house, I want material prosperity, I want a son, I want some money, and I go to Krishna, and Krishna gives me what I want. I am happy. The relation is business-oriented. So I give him some devotion, mishrit, not nishkam, but sakam, and then he gives me what I want and done. But then for those who go selflessly, they don't want anything from Krishna. They want Krishna. They're coming for a big catch. They're coming for the bigger catch. They're not coming to take something from the king. They want the king himself, Krishna himself, because they know, with $1 billion, all the 10s and 20s and 30s are included. So of all the devotees who are selfless, the Brajvasis are highest. And among the Brajvasis, the Brajagopis are highest. Who could give up something like that? Prahlad Maharaj could give up his father. Dhruva Maharaj could give up his mother. Bali Maharaj could give up his guru. Vibhishan could give up his brother. But the Gopis could give up their sons, their daughters, their husbands, their in-laws, their parents, their home, their identity, their food, their clothing, everything. They gave up everything, all shelter for Krishna. Therefore, the true sannyasis, the origin of all sannyas, is from the gopis of Vrindavan. They have given up everything in the middle of the night. Even if there is social, let's say, there's a blemish on their character. If people don't understand them, if they don't accept them, the father has already given to the father-in-law. His daughter. So the house of the father is closed. Now the father-in-law's house is also closed. They have no shelter if Krishna doesn't accept them. So this is how they have taken ananya sharanagati. They have given completely. Pranay arthai dhiya vacha. Through all means they have surrendered. And now Kaviraj Goswami says, Pratigya bhanga hoila gopira bhajane. That by the bhajan of the gopis, Krishna's pratigya, that I will reciprocate in the same intensity of devotion, that pratigya, that prana, that vow, that promise was broken. Therefore, Krishna thought, there is nothing I can do. Coming back to what we originally discussed, Krishna told the gopis, even in the lifetime of Brahma, I cannot reciprocate. And the verse ends by saying, Yama bhajan durjara geha shrinkhalam samvritcha yatta pratiyatu sadhuna. The word is pratiyatu sadhuna, which means whatever good credit you have done, by serving me, I have accepted. May this be the sadhu. May this be the good reciprocation from my side. There is nothing else I can do. But there's another very beautiful meaning. Another meaning is pratiyatu sadhuna. Oh, I will reciprocate by becoming a sadhu myself. Because the word sadhu means good. Good activities of yours, I have accepted. This is my reciprocation. That's one meaning. But another meaning is pratiyatu sadhuna. I will reciprocate. May the reciprocation be by a sadhu. Which means, when I become a sadhu in Gaura Leela, I will walk on this planet and try to reduce my debt by speaking about the glories of the gopis far and wide so that everybody will recognize and they will all come to the feet of Radharani. Therefore, to reciprocate his devotion, this is why first two lines, Swarup Damodar Goswami deals with Radha Krishna Tattva and then introduces Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to say that that Krishna who couldn't reciprocate to Radharani cannot reciprocate to Radharani. He becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to walk on this planet to follow the footsteps of Radharani. Which means if Radharani loudly chants the names of Krishna and dances, Krishna comes down and does the same thing as Chaitanya. So whatever pastimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing is what Radharani has done. So Krishna is going through the motions of Radharani's lotus footsteps because he cannot reciprocate, but he's at least walking those footsteps. Mahajana yena gatasya pantha, that I will do the same thing that you have done. So because Radharani and the gopis left their home in the middle of the night, being a grihastha, it's very difficult. They did it. So similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered grihastha life, and in the middle of the night, he left his grihastha life because he cannot reciprocate, but at least he can follow the footsteps of the gopis. So he left his house. So in this way, all the pastimes of Shachinandan Gaurahari, you see all the pastimes of Nimai Pandit, where he's arguing, he's throwing tantrums, those are all coming from Krishna. And after 24, where he's crying, Kiba mantra dila goshai, kiba tarabal, japite japite mantra karila pagal. Oh, what mantra you have given me, O Ishwara Puri? By chanting this mantra, I'm going crazy. And all the ecstatic symptoms of crying and weeping and horripilating and rolling on the ground, sometimes laughing like a madman, sometimes crying, sometimes jumping in the air and then falling down like a bag of bones. These were all enacted by Radharani in separation from Krishna when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura. So now Krishna is going through the motions of Radharani's bhav and walking those footsteps himself as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when we see Gaura Leela, we must understand this is Krishna and Krishna's Braja Leela part 2, continuing. So in this way, Krishna accepted Radha bhav. He accepted the mood of Radharani. But as we know, the great donors, they always give a complimentary gift. So Radharani, they give more than what we need. We ask for little prasad. They will give more prasad. They will give some sweet also and some drink also. Prabhu, do you want some achar also? So, and you can say no. So Krishna came to beg for the bhava of Radharani. And Radharani said, oh Krishna, when you take my bhava, you will go mad. Because with that bhava, I go mad. And I chant your name. And my hair stands on end. And I go unconscious. Tears swimming down my eyes. And a lump of emotion in my throat. Oh Krishna, you have no experience of these emotions. Therefore, if you want to take my bhav, along with that, I give you an added gift. I will also give you my complexion. That will go around your complexion and protect you when you have ecstatic bursts. When you have horripilations, and when you fall on the ground, it will not hurt the body, tender body of Krishna as the bluish black Ujjwala Neelamani, the very soft body of Shamasundar. Oh, that will hurt my body. But my body has experience of what it seems to be in ecstasy. So therefore, by past experience, my body will not be hurt. But if you take this bhav without my external covering, then you will be finished. So therefore, along with Radha bhav, the word says, duty. The complexion was also covered. So Radharani gave Krishna the heart, and in the middle was Krishna, and the outer covering was Radharani. So this is a transcendental sandwich. Radharani is inside and Radharani is outside, and Krishna is going through the motions. So therefore, Jiva Goswami very beautifully explains this as Antaha Krishna Bahir Gaura. So he who appears externally as golden is actually bluish black inside. The greatest enjoyer, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam Nyatmamam Shanti Mruchati, who proclaims in the Gita that he is the supreme enjoyer, the maintainer, the creator, the destroyer, etc., is walking around in Kali Yuga not as the greatest enjoyer, but the diametrically opposite point as being the greatest renunciant, the greatest sannyasi. So therefore, Radha Bhava Dhyuti Suvalitam. Suvalitam is a very important word. Suvalitam means to decorate, to make something more beautiful. Valitam, Suvalitam. So Krishna is already attractive. All attractive Krishna. But it is described, Krishna was made more attractive. He became more decorated by the bhava of Radharani and in the complexion and the beauty of Radharani. Therefore, Krishna is beautiful. Radharani is more beautiful. But when they combine together, Shachinandan Gaurahari is the most beautiful. Most beautiful. Most beautiful. Krishna is like Gulab Jamun. And Radharani is like Rasgulla. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Cham Cham. He's the golden complexion sweet of Kali Yuga. So therefore, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is coming in this world. But final question before we wrap up could be this, that when Krishna is coming to repay his debt to Radharani, he can come and perform the Leela of Gaura Leela and go back. But why is it that every Dwapar Yuga when Krishna comes once in the day of Brahma in 8.6 billion years, that Kali Yuga Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming? Why is he coming again and again? Well, the answer is Krishna comes to pay his debt to Radharani and then goes back. But when he goes back, the debt increases again because of her selfless, unconditional, unlimited service. Therefore, to now pay off the remaining debt, he comes back again as Chaitanya. And then again he goes back and collects so much debt from Radharani Seva and then again comes back. So Gaura Leela is the transcendental payback time when everyone gets to know the glories of Radharani and everyone comes to the feet of Radharani because Krishna is not able to repay transcendentally. So therefore, Acharyas describe, Jadi Gaur na hoito, taveki hoito, kemone dhare tande, radhara mahima, prema rasa sima, jagato janato ke. Who would have known about Radharani if not for Krishna himself coming and speaking in the form of Shachinandan Gaurahari? So therefore, our Lochan Das Thakur says, Nitai Gauranam Anande Rodham Jejana Nahilai Tarayamarai Dhare Lae Jai Narake Dubai Tai Narake Dubai Tai. Lochan Das Thakur is saying, even after knowing so much, Nitai Gauranam Anandera Dham, that the names of Chaitanya Nityananda are the abode of happiness, Je Jana Nahi Loy, till if Kali Yuga Jivas don't take advantage and chant the names of Gaura and Nitai, Tara Yamarai Dhare Laye Jaye Narake Dubaye Ta, then Yamaraj will actually take them by the neck and drown them in suffering in hell. Because being in Kali Yuga, there is no faster way of self-realization. Instead of we going and finding self-realization and prema, if prema is coming, finding for us, then all that we have to do is accept it by service to Vaishnavas and chanting the holy names. This is very important. Prabhu kahe Vaishnav seva naam sankirtan, dui karo shigra pabe Krishna racharan. So Mahaprabhu said we must serve the Vaishnavas in a very simple, humble, satisfying, fulfilling way, in a non-critical, non-judgmental way, without offenses. And we must continuously chant japa and kirtan. In this way, by Vishrambhena Guru Seva, Nishkapat Guru Seva, and Vaishnava Seva, and by chanting the holy name, we are accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So today is a very, very wonderful day, because now, at the moment, actually, Nimai is in the womb of Shachi Mata. And in a few hours, for us in America, but however, in Navadvip Dham, if you see, it's like, I think about 7 o'clock in the evening, so Gauranga Mahaprabhu would have appeared. But since we in North America, we are celebrating Gaur Purnima, and this is the morning. So according to our bhav, we can accept it like that. Today is very, very holy, wonderful day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. All the occasions, Varaha Dwadashi, Vaman Dwadashi, Narsingha Chaturdashi, Ram Navami, Balaram Purnima, all of that, finally finds its place in Krishna Janmashtami, because Krishna is the source of all avatars. So Krishna Janmashtami is the source of all the other appearances, tithis also. So all the incarnations together appear in Krishna Janmashtami, as Krishna is appearing. And Krishna Janmashtami and Radhashtami combined together is appearing today as Gaura Purnima. So Gaura Purnima today is the most auspicious occasion of all wonderful tithis on the Gaudiya calendar. So having said that, this was a brief discussion on this verse. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladhini Rishakti Rasmat Ekatmanau Api Bhuvi Pura Deha Bhedam Gatautau Chaitanyakhyam Prakatam Aduna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Dhyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. So in this way, our Swarup Damodar Goswami is describing in one verse why and how Shama Sundar becomes Gaura Sundar in the age of Kali Yuga. Having said that, I really want to apologize to all the devotees on the call. I took the liberty, today's festive occasion, so I really spoke for a long time. I believe 1 hour more than the usual time, or at least half an hour more than the extended time. So I really want to beg forgiveness to the organizers of the call and the participants of the call. You may have had other things to do, but I am actually boring you with all this philosophy early in the morning. So please forgive me. I hope I someday learn to stop on time and keep discipline and keep time. So if there were any inspiring messages today, they are actually coming from the lotus lips of my Siksha and Diksha Gurudev and so many wonderful disciples of Srila Prabhupada, whose Harikatha we hear and nourish ourselves. And if there were mistakes, if there was something that I was not able to share properly, please kindly forgive me. These are all tattvas which are very, very deep, and I have to completely admit this is beyond my realization. So there's nothing much I can do. Then just try to repeat like a parrot what we hear from our superiors. So if there are mistakes, I really want to beg forgiveness. Vancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhu bhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. I want to pass on the call back to the organizers of this call. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premananda.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Wow, such a beautiful class, Prabhuji, and explaining each and every point. Thank you so much for your association. Shyamagauri Mataji, shall we have the question answer session?
Yeah, we can have like for 15 minutes.
Okay. If anybody have any questions, you can go ahead. Prabhuji, are you okay with the time, right?
Maybe about 5 minutes would do, Mataji, because I also have to go out somewhere. I had planned to finish the class by 9 o'clock so that there is question answers, but somehow I slipped. So please forgive me. Maybe about one or two questions we can take, then I have to go.
Sure, Prabhuji. Yes, devotees, you can go ahead with a couple questions for Prabhuji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dhanwat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. There is no words, Prabhuji. We all, Mataji, are grahastha and not able to go temple. So Prabhuji, you take us in a Shriram Vrindavan Dham and give a so strong Vaishnava Sasatan, Prabhuji, that you charge our battery and you teach us that what should have been our move to Vaishnava. What should our mood to serve Vaishnava, what our attentively japa, our spiritual master, Koti Koti Dhanwat Pranam, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. I accept your affectionate and encouraging words like a mother would give to the child. But actually, all of this, the backbone, the heart of whatever you said, I want to offer it at the feet of my superiors, my Gurudev and my Siksha Gurudev and all my well-wishing superiors, because I am simply repeating. I don't know, I don't understand all this actually. Very honestly, I don't understand. I am simply repeating. So if you ask me anything, I don't know. But all of these things, I'm simply repeating. And Prabhupada says we should simply repeat. So I am failing many times in my practice. And
personalities like Adi Gadadhar Prabhu are always there to guide me and to actually teach me in many aspects. Whenever I go wrong or if I need some help, I ask Adi Gadadhar Prabhu, and Prabhuji really helps me and so many other superiors. So I am simply just repeating, Mataji. I'm not practicing anything. Even my japa is not properly attentive. I'm very inattentive. Just numbers are going, that's all. We have to pull the beads down. But I wish a day comes when I go deeper, you know. Till when will we just keep talking? We have to really realize these things, and time is running out, really running out. I heard from my mother, one relative in our family, 2 days ago, 33-year-old, and rushed to the hospital, massive heart attack. So I'm thinking, what is happening? Like, where are those days when people used to live up to 80 and 90? It's now people are getting heart attack in 20 and 30 and 40. So absolutely, there is no question of when we get old, that's when we are going to die. So I think we are all on high emergency and urgency. And I feel very helpless sometimes that still, you know, the tendency to offend devotees is there. And still there is so much agitation, frustration, irritation. Chanting is not going properly. So sometimes it gets a little agitating that Krishna, till when will you test? Krishna, when will that day come? Till when are we just going to say that one day, this is going to happen, that is going to happen. So when will that day come? One Gaur Purnima after another, one Nirjala Ekadashi after another, one Narsingha Chaturdashi after another, one New Year after another. It's just the calendar is rolling. But when is that day actually going to come when I will actually follow this? So I am actually not a very good example of following. But devotees who are actually following, I am seeking and learning great inspiration from them. So having said that, I will accept your affectionate words like a mother will bless the child, Mataji, but honestly, I don't deserve it. So I'm just going to pass it on to those who actually deserve it in my life.
Koti koti dhanyavad pranam, Prabhu.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanyavad pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for your very, very beautiful class, and thank you so much for your time. I wish we could go on all day long, like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the associates. They will have kirtan in Shiva Sangan, and they keep chanting and dancing all night long. So like that we could go, but we have some material commitments, so all the devotee has to go. So thank you so much, Prabhuji.
My obeisances, Mataji. Thank you so much. Having said that, I really want to offer my gratitude to all the devotees this morning. Please kindly, as I part away from this call, I want to just beg one thing before I go. Like a child would ask his parents and his mothers, I believe there are a lot of Matajis on the call. So all of you are my mothers. Just like you pray for your child, please don't forget to pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for this child of yours. This is the only thing I'm asking at the end of the call. I'm just begging, if all of you are present, I would offer my obeisances here. But I'm just asking this one thing. As you pray for your child, if you have two children, you pray for your two children. Today you pray for your third child also. Just add one. And if all the mothers and all the fathers on the call, if you pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that there may there be some taste in the chanting of the holy name, and may the tendency to criticize come down. If these two things, if you can pray for me, I will be very grateful. That will be my take-home gift for Gaur Purnima. So please don't forget to pray for me. Having said that, I want to pass on the call to our organizers. I hope to serve all the devotees sometime very soon. Hare Krishna.
Thank you once again so much, Prabhuji, for your very enlightening class today, and we are very grateful to you. We look forward for your association again in future, Prabhuji. Let's play our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha Kalpata Rupyasya Krupa Sindhupya Evacha Patitanam Pavanepya Vaishnavibhya Namo Namaha. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much.